in Jesus, in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you for the praise you've put in our hearts. And Lord, as we sing, thank you for every one of these rivers, Lord God, that you have given. Thank you, God, for the mountain, Lord, that you want us to just trust you to remove. Thank you, God, again, for a heart that will wait on you. Lord, thank you again for this perfect work of patience, Lord. This truly the proof of, do we love you, Lord? Thank you, Lord, for that heart that waits upon you. God, thank you for your vessels here this morning. And Lord, again, the treasure in the earthen vessel we know is you. Thank you again for that great mercy and grace, Lord. That wonderful mercy and grace that brought you off the throne. And Lord, put you as the worm upon the cross. And Lord, again, being made sin for us who knew no sin. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're so wonderful, so beautiful, Lord. And may we just enter in more into the beauty of the knowledge, the grace, the majesty of who you are and the glory that you see in us for you. We thank you for it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. You open your Bibles up to Acts chapter 8. Then we'll go on over to Acts chapter 19 and Acts chapter 18. But we'll begin in chapter 8 and verse 26 this morning. 8:26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man from Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, and was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. When the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to the chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understand thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I understand except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaks the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And the eunuch answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Love it. Acts 19. Let's read verses 1 through 6. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples. And he said unto these disciples, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, What then were ye baptized? And they said unto him, John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, see, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. Now go on over to Acts 18, right across the page, And let's read from verse 24. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man, a man mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord. He was instructed in the way of the Lord, fervent in the spirit. He spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, yet knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive Apollos, who when he was come, helped them much, which had believed through grace, for he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. I'm kind of worn out there, aren't you? Whew. They said I have a few more minutes in my mic, so we're going to hang in here. Okay, no. It's wonderful. Praise God. These are three awesome stories, aren't they? Not just stories, but testimonies. One brother, praise God, receiving salvation. Another, praise the Lord, receiving the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And then finally, this one, praise God, this Apollos, he received the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He received the bridal message of Paul's gospel. The reason that we know this is because the Word of God tells us that Priscilla and Aquila, they had been the ones that Paul had come into their home for 3 years and had ministered to them and to encourage them in the truth. And praise God, they went with Paul and were encouraged in this wonderful hidden mystery of Christ Jesus and the church, the bridal message. And we know that this was upon their hearts to expound to Brother Apollos, a man of God, the way more perfectly, more completely. And what struck me about each of these testimonies, yeah, they're different in a sense, but yet there's a common thread in all of them. There were no questions asked. There was no arrogance. There was no resistance. Just complete humility to receive God's word. Basically, it was like this. You mean the Bible says that? You mean the word of God says that? Then I want it. Amen. And bam, praise be to God, they received it. Hallelujah. See, there's nothing more powerful. There's nothing more powerful than the grace of God that is with us. The grace of God that is with us that quickens a heart to be humble. To be humble and receive truth. Amen? Remember, as the word of God tells us, he gives grace to the humble. Amen? And anything that we receive by faith comes by grace through faith. It has to be the grace of God that gives you the faith to believe anything in the Word of God. It's grace. Amen? It's nothing of ourselves. It's that grace and that wonderful mercy. So praise the Lord for this encouragement that we see through these brethren. This encouragement, praise God, of the testimony of the willingness of grace. The testimony, praise God, of lowliness. The testimony of the grace of God that made these brothers humble. Humble, praise the Lord. You think about each man that we talked about. You think about the eunuch. He was a noble man, a man of wealth, a man of power, a brilliant man, but was incapable of receiving truth without the grace of God humbling his heart. Think about that. He was going to Jerusalem to worship. He was just going to be religious. He was going to basically just, again, I'm going to check the box. But praise be to God, the grace of God came. The mercy of the Lord came. And no matter what was in his heart, no matter all of the things about him that were so gifted, he was incapable of receiving truth without the grace of God humbling his heart. And notice who is sent to him, this commoner. This guy's riding in a chariot, and here comes Bumpkin Philip running. Huh? Be kind of like, you know, You're driving in your Mercedes and this guy running up to your car. Would you speed up? Come on. Come on. But praise God, this commoner came up to him. And he said, do you understand what you read? He said, how can I unless someone teach me? Isn't that awesome? Here's this gifted man in a chariot. And he was quickened in heart. The key of receiving anything from the Lord. He was humble. He was teachable. He'd be able to receive those things. He didn't look at his prestige. He didn't look at, well, I'm esteemed. He believed, praise God, because of the grace of God that touched his heart. Now, this is just so wonderful. Philip said, do you understand what you read? And again, he said, how can I unless somebody teach me? See, he got lowly. He got abased. Let's just be honest. He admitted something. Something that a lot of people don't admit. I don't know. I don't know. See, I was thinking about Peter. Peter always was trying to tell the Lord what he knew, as opposed to telling the Lord, I don't know. He's always trying to give him an answer. Shh. Shh. Be still. Let me teach you. Huh? And when the Lord, hallelujah, when the word of the Lord is received, praise God, that man was saved. And he was saved immediately, completely, hallelujah, forever. All of that study and all of that ability, all of that, again, religious goodness that was just filthy rags to God was met in one moment of humility. I don't know. I don't know. And praise be to God, his eyes were enlightened to see in a moment of Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then the next, I love it. I always think of one man, but it does speak of a group. But they were Holy Ghost men. And you know how they were Holy Ghost men? We've not even heard there be a Holy Ghost. Come on. Amen. You see the pattern, don't you? Huh? See, I love these guys. You think how often when we don't know something, we act like we do. You ever done that? Come on. I was going to say something. I have to. Isn't that what our country's all about? We act like we know. We don't know anything. God knows everything. Come on. Laugh at yourself. Laugh at man. Amen? Isn't that what God does? He just laughs. Man's wisdom is foolishness to God. Enjoy the Lord. Are we not his friends? Don't friends get together and laugh? That's what I loved about my friends. I could be feeling bad, but man, when I was around them, it didn't matter. We started laughing. That's what good family is about. You get around the table and you start laughing. I've been around some families. They get in here and they're going to, I can do that alone. I'm with you. I want to be encouraged. And by the grace of God, let's get encouraged. See, I love this. See, they didn't act like they knew something. They said, you know what? We don't know this. See? And I don't know about the Holy Ghost, he said. I've never really heard of the Holy Ghost. And here is the big words that aren't in here. But thanks be to God. His heart was saying, will you teach me? Will you teach me? Amen? Oh, by the grace of God, I always am so thankful to hear those, some of the last things that Brother Hill said so powerfully to me personally and to my heart. I was so thankful it was the Lord. As I asked him about his youth, and you've heard me say this many times, about how a 92, 93-year-old fella could be looking across the car window and thinking about the stream that he was going to go to next spring. You know, usually they're thinking about when is my next doctor's appointment, when I'm going to get my next medicine or something, you know. And he was thinking about fishing. And it wasn't just thinking about fishing, he was going to fish. And the eyes were dancing and all of that. And I always remember, I said, you know, I said, Grandpa, how are you like that? How it? And again, he said, I never felt young, but then he really pulled me in close because the true answer came out. Never stop learning. Never stop learning. When you stop learning the Word of God, you grow old in a sense. And don't get me wrong in that expression, but old in a sense in love. I don't want to grow old in love. I always want to have that young, raw heart in love. There's an exuberance in that love. And I thank God for it. And a lot of times, I have to tell you, I can kind of try to check, oh, well, this is what I know, and this is, you know, how long I've walked with God and all of that. Let me tell you something. It gets down to the chase, all of that stuff. It's just that exuberance of love. Jesus, you love me. You're in love with me. And that just takes care of everything. And we're going on right now because of love. Hallelujah. And I believe it is that simple. He's showing a simple guy like me how simple it is. But see, the honesty of this man, I love it. He said, will you teach me? And praise God, he was quickened to be humble and receive. See, no matter what this fella had been taught, no matter, again, of all of the years of what he thought about truth, he wanted to know truth. And he that wills to know will know the will of God. He that wills to know will know the truth, because that is the will of God, that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. We're without excuse, because this is the will of God. I mean, this is God, and this is his will. So if I'm not learning and going after the truth, I know who's to blame. It's me. I understand, though, that I still need the very power of God to go after that truth, though. You understand that? Because he still made us a vessel that doesn't want to have anything to do with the truth. It has to be the grace of God. It has to be the mercy of the Lord. And even as we're quickened, and even as these years have gone on where we love the truth and are thankful to God for truth, if you're not asking him on your knees daily, Lord, continue to stoke this desire. Continue to burn the flame. Let me tell you something. It's going to go out. It's going to end. In your strength, it will quit. In the power of his Spirit, it only grows more, more bright. It becomes a burning lamp, praise God, in your life. But see, he wanted that truth. And I love people that are honest and sincere to want to receive truth. Now, I just don't want to act godly. Acting godly doesn't get it. I want to go in there and I want to receive from him. There's no acting there. It's just something, praise God, of being and praising him. And God help us to always have a heart, a vessel that always wants to receive more truth. And praise be to God for these brethren. They wanted it, didn't they? And you know what happened? They were filled with the Holy Ghost. Isn't that amazing? See, they didn't put it off. They didn't say, well, at a more convenient time. They didn't say, well, you know, we need to think about this. That was the word of the Lord. It came. And they said, I want that. And praise God, that's what God wants. And God will meet that heart. And by the grace of God, pray, Lord, open this heart to want to receive truth. Don't go on of what, oh, well, this is how I know it, and this is what I've only heard, and all of this. Be willing to hear the word of God. Now, see, so often we want to cling to our religious upbringing. I've met many people like this. You know that. And I'm thankful for however and how much of the word of God any life has received. But sometimes you cling to a religious upbringing. You're only going to be willing to what you have been told by an organization or by man. See, I pray always that I hear what God wants me to hear. This is the word of the Lord. Search the scriptures to see that those things were so. I'm telling you, by the grace of God, you need to have the word of God. You need to have the word of God always. You got smartphones. The only thing smart about your phone is you can put the Bible in your phone. And you can hear the word of God, and you can read the word of God, and you can study the word of God. You can hear it. If you don't want to even read it, it can speak to you. It needs to speak to hear, doesn't it? But see, that's the beautiful thing about all of this, brothers and sisters, is the Lord is so immensely gracious to us. And here is the word of the Lord, and may we always be readied and say, Lord Jesus, let me receive truth. Amen. Praise God. And we, even though we know truth, I need to be receiving truth. And I need to be receiving truth throughout the day. I can know something and yet not receive it. Amen. I can know something but not let it work effectually in me because I'm not believing it for whatever experience or whatever maybe trial or event that I'm going through in this life. But by the grace of God, Lord, let me be that vessel truly that is always open to receive, open that it flows in and out. I appreciated hearing it's an infinite, and it is. But see, praise God, we're not just an infinite in a sense that we're finite. We're infinite because he continues to stretch the wineskin. It's a beautiful thing. So not only does the word of God want us to receive the truth, But praise God, in this last example we had of Apollos, but the desire for all truth. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord you're in a place, not because, again, of the place, not because of any of the vessels, but because of the will of the Lord and because of the grace of God that is with you, that you have received the encouragement of truth, which is, this is the day, not for just part truth, some truth, a little bit of truth, but it's the time for all truth. This is the time that we rejoice in, that we read throughout the scriptures, that those brethren in the Old Testament, they wrote those things for us. You've heard me say that a lot lately. I'm going to say it a lot more. You have to understand what a special and a privileged time you live in. You think of those that we're so grateful about. And there, and again, not that we need to see it, but my goodness, they're starting to even unearth. They unearthed, I think, 400 different chariots and soldiers and all of that in that Red Sea about this last 2 or 3 weeks. I don't need that, but I know it's there. Okay? So these are the like of a Moses and, again, the likes of Abraham and David and all of these. These are not fictional characters. These are our brethren. And yet you think about the things that they wrote, encouraged their heart, that was given by the Spirit. But yet the deep things, the hidden things, the mystery things in there, they were written for you. They were written for you. They're written for me. They wanted to look into it. But the Lord knew that they were written for you. Isn't that awesome? See, that is the power of believing the Word of God. See, I don't need anything else. I appreciate, I mean it so much, the love of the saints, because that's the love of Christ. But I don't need man's love. I don't need man's, again, encouragement, or to say, hey, man, that was great. Praise the Lord. I've got the Word of the Lord, and I've got the Word of His grace, all truth. All truth. And this is what this sweet Apollos, a Christian man, mighty in spirit, but a humble man. A humble man. Amen? He was a man willing to have the Word of God shown to him more completely, more fully. And let me tell you something. Those are rare birds. Those are really rare, rare birds. Come on now. A man, hallelujah, a humble man of God, men of God that are not puffed up, men of God that are not about themselves, men of God truly that don't want themselves to be esteemed. And everything I said, that's truly not a man of God. All of those kind of types were children of God. A man of God only wants to magnify God. To magnify His Son. Brothers and sisters, if we are really in love with Jesus, and Brother Apollos was really in love with Jesus, and you know why I knew he was really in love with Jesus? Because he never stopped learning about Jesus. He didn't stop. And I hear this all the time from folks, and I'm talking about my family, the family of God. Well, that's enough for me. And it hurts my heart. You know, it hurts my heart. It's just, you know, I'm so thankful for my brothers and sisters. You know, our dad, my natural dad. Man, I'll tell you what, we love my natural dad. We love my natural dad. God gave me a daddy. I wish I could explain him to you. But what a man. And we wanted to please him. Thank the Lord. Not because we were in fear, because of the love wherewith we are loved. The sacrifice that our dad made, everything that he had, he gave to us. Naturally speaking, that was my pop. And not to magnify him, but that is my dad. But that is not even worthy to be compared with my Father in heaven. And as much as I wanted to honor my dad naturally and to follow in that step and to have that wonderful pattern that he laid out for us kids to raise my children in and all of these things, that still cannot compare. And what does he want? Oh, honey, I want you to grow in grace and in the knowledge of my beautiful Son. That's all I want you to do. I want you to stop thinking of serving. I want you to stop thinking of running around. I just want you to get down and worship him for his goodness. Just to appreciate his heart. Just to thank him for this mercy and grace and this love that never stops. This mercy and grace that has not only stopped you from doing and kept you, but actually plucked you out from the pit of hell itself. That when you have made your bed in hell, that when you have denied him, even denied him, yet he abides faithful. That's the one I want you to worship and adore. And even if you are denying him right now, even if there is a hardness that's set in your heart right now, oh my goodness, he is just inviting you to just sit at his feet and just thank him and let him love you and let him just again embrace you, because he's never stopped. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. But see, when we're really in love, not only do we not stop learning, we pant to learn more. We're not only thankful for our studying at home and our searching the scriptures, but we're thankful to hear the ministering of saints. I'm telling you, I'm thankful for you. So thankful for you. I'm so thankful to God that every time I come into this place, walking through, even greeting, as the word of God is going forth, I learn. I learn. And I'm thankful to the Lord I learn. I don't know anything. I don't. But I know Christ in you. He knows everything. And I thank him for that minister. And I thank him again, the ministering of the dove's eyes that's in your eyes right now. That ministers to my heart. I'm learning of him. The reality of the love of God. Sunday night, as I was just so thankful again to God for the vessel that the Lord used to minister, I just was grateful again, learning things of the Lord. Yes, I've heard these things, but the Lord ministering it to my heart in a new and another layer and another glory. Paul's gospel was preached through Paul. But I'm going to tell you something. It was also preached through Cephas. It was also preached through Timothy. And ask Apollos. It was preached through a little odd couple named Priscilla and Aquila. And I'll tell you what. I am sure, Brother Apollos, you know what? He had to admit, and I bet he told them this, I've never seen these things. I want that heart. I want that heart always. I want that heart always with God. I've heard something from somebody, says, whoa, I didn't hear that. Meaning that, well, God didn't give that to me. I'm telling you, don't compare yourselves amongst yourselves. Who is our head? Is it not our body one? Hallelujah, him? Amen? I'm not competing with you. I'm not competing with anybody. We're running by the grace of God to win him. Amen. And I thank the Lord that in that run, the supplying that helps me run is my brethren. Isn't that wonderful? And by the grace of God, as the brethren grow and as they, again, overcome. And you know how you overcome? You overcome through things that you can't do. A lot of times that's called failure. It encourages me. I don't want to get down on you. Sure, by the grace of God, we know better in different things. But by the grace of God, it's the most wonderful thing. That when you failed, when you made the dumb decision that you made. But God, huh? That you didn't quit, that you didn't just throw it down and say, ah, I'm no good. That's ministering. But what about your life? Maybe even admitting that I saw things incorrectly. I always remember Brother McLamb as we were driving that sweet brother back to the train station. Boy, he saw a lot of things incorrectly. But Brother McLamb was so sweet to tell him. He said, you know what, son? Sometimes you got to unlearn it. You got to unlearn your error. And this was Apollos. Again, I want you to place yourself right there, no matter what you know in the Word of God, no matter how long you have been studying, and thanks be to God you have. But here was this man, mighty in Scriptures, mighty in the Spirit, all of these different things, but yet humble to receive the completeness of the Word of God. The message that completes the Word Himself. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. Brothers and sisters, as we close this, Lord, help us to be humble. That when we especially are in error in the Scripture, be thankful to God that He showed you. Be thankful to God, you know what? That you're wrong. I'm going to testify to you. Is the Word of the Lord so sweetly ministered to my life through the years and stuff? I thought I saw something different a couple times. Oh, I thought I saw this and whatever. And you know what? I was going to be out to prove it. When that happens, well, I'll tell you what, big red flag. Big red flag. Because when I start to go out in my own strength, then I know that that's not the strength of the Lord. And to even get into that point that, no, this is the way it's got to be. Thanks be to God for the humbleness of the Lord that'll stop you in your tracks. In anything, but especially in Scripture. Because I'll tell you what, when you step away from Scripture, you'll believe a lie. You can apply that to anything in your life. You know is the way that you're going, but by the grace of God, because of His love for your life. You're drifting right now, you know. That's called that chastening of the Lord. Amen. Let that truth, that's your anchor. Amen. That's the rock that's higher than you. Amen. See, by the grace of God, brothers and sisters, we got to know something here. We're not born knowing truth. We're not born knowing truth. We're born in sin and shaping in iniquity. And the Word of the Lord tells us that we must be taught by the Spirit. And the way that God did it, this foolishness of preaching and teachers, He said, by hearing the Word of God. And as we started, remember this, faith comes one way, by grace. All believing is by grace through faith. And once again, who does He give grace to? The humble. The humble. Jesus. Yes,
Jesus. Though your sins were as scarlet, they shall be as wool. Though they were red like crimson, they shall be white as snow. Come now. Let us reason together. What is the controversy? What is the problem? Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. Hear, thus says the Lord. It is finished, past, present, and future. As it is written, the just shall live by faith.
While every head is bowed, Father, we thank You in Jesus' name. Grateful again for Your grace. And Lord, may we continue just to bend that knee. Lord, may we be more lowly, God, to receive. Thanking You, Lord Jesus, that if there'd be anything in any of our lives here this morning that God were hardened about, Lord, even in those things that we may still have never let go of years back, I don't know. But Lord, may it be a breaking this morning. May there truly be a tenderness that would come over my heart in whatever way it would be. That Lord, that would be laid on the altar today. God, You said in the Scriptures, get rid of any root of bitterness. Any root of bitterness. As the Word of the Lord says, to a hungry heart, Every bitter thing is sweet. Let there be a lot of hungry heart here today. Help us to want to take time this morning to come down to this altar. Lord, the true worshiper worships you in spirit and in truth. Continue to encourage your people, all of us here today. Take time to worship you. Take time to draw nigh to you in fervent love to kiss. Take time, Lord God, to truly just lay at your feet. And Lord, to anoint them with our tears. Tears of sorrow, tears of thanksgiving, tears of rejoicing. But whatever tears they are this morning, may a life not leave this place, Lord God, without that time of worship. We thank you again for your dealing with us, Lord God. We're so thankful, Lord, for this pressing and this pursuing. And Lord, your passion, Lord God, it's real. Help us to receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.